crept under the tilt of the cart and pecked out the bung of the second cask so that all the wine ran out. When the carter saw this, he again cried out, "Miserable wretch that I am!" But the sparrow answered, "Not wretch enough yet," and perched on the head of the second horse and pecked at him too. The carter ran up and struck at her again with his hatchet, but away she flew, and the blow fell upon the second horse and killed him on the spot. "Unlucky wretch that I am," said he. "Not wretch enough yet," said the sparrow, and perching upon the third horse, she began to peck him too. The carter was mad with fury, and without looking about him or caring what he was about, struck again at the sparrow, but killed his third horse, as he had done the other two. "Alas, miserable wretch that I am," cried he. "Not wretch enough yet," answered the sparrow, as she flew away. "Now will I plague and punish thee at thy own house." The carter was forced at last to leave his cart behind him, and to go home, overflowing with rage and vexation. "Alas," said he to his wife, "what ill luck has befallen me! My wine is all spilt, and my horses all three dead." "Alas, husband," replied she, "and a wicked bird has come into the house and has brought with her all the birds in the world, I am sure, and they have fallen upon our corn in the loft and are eating it up at such a rate." Away ran the husband upstairs and saw thousands of birds sitting upon the floor.